It's now or never, your last chance to enjoy a small city, big summer event in historic downtown Whiting. And they're all shook up about this one. Join them for another Whiting Cruise Night on Wednesday, August 19th from 5 to 9 p.m. along 119th Street for an evening full of fun, music, and, of course, classic cars. So classic that this cruise night will feature Elvis's very own lost car, owned by the King of Rock and Roll himself till 1991. Elvis's mysterious custom Cadillac will be on display at the corner of Oliver and 119th to see. It ain't nothing but a good time for the entire family to enjoy. For more information, visit discoverwhiting.com.
Between the shores of the Chicago skyline and the sights of Michigan, there's a small city celebrating a big summer. The city of Whiting invites you to join in on the fun. Our star-studded summer is packed with famous characters, superstar mascots, classic cars, and musical favorites. There is something for everyone. Whiting Lakefront Park is the perfect backdrop for your memories, and 119th Street eateries and shops will add to your family fun all summer. Visit discoverwhiting.com for more details about the small city and big summer that await you in Whiting, Indiana.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
The spring of Audi sales event has started at Audi Hoffman Estates on Gulf Road. There's special financing, additional incentives, and Audi will make your first lease or finance payment on most 2015 Audi models. Visit Audi Hoffman Estates for details. Nobody does it better than Audi Hoffman Estates. Nobody.
Zing Zang Bloody Mary Mix is the official Bloody Mary Mix of the U.S. Amateur Tournament at Olympia Fields Country Club, August 17th through the 23rd. Come enjoy watching the future stars of the game to create Zing Zang memories watching the tournament in person or while you're playing your own round this week. The award-winning taste of Zing Zang is the best Bloody Mary to ever come out of a bottle. Zing Zang, not your ordinary Bloody Mary Mix. Visit ZingZang.com.
The next time you need auto parts and accessories, trust the parts professionals at the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professionals have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. Professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Free trial.
Bears fans, trust all of our shows and team of Bears experts to get you ready for the start of the season, along with Bears Reporters Field, breaking Bears news, and in-depth conversation with players and coaches. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, it's 5 o'clock, and from the Score Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Bears and the Colts held a civil joint practice today down in Indianapolis, and John Fox thought it was very productive.
You know, I thought it was great work because, you know, again, everybody's different styles. You know, we saw 4-3. You know, they tend to be a little quicker and faster, maybe different style of defense. So I thought that was good work for our guys to see, and obviously it's nice to, you know, hit on somebody other than your own team. So that was good work, and we'll be able to coach off of it, watch the tape tonight, and hopefully get better and repeat it tomorrow.
And they'll hold another joint practice, as the coach said, tomorrow, then rest up before Saturday night's game at Lucas Oil Stadium. Elsewhere in the NFL today, the season already over for Carolina wide receiver Kelvin Benjamin. He's got a torn ACL. Meanwhile, Oakland wide receiver Andre Holmes, he'll be out 3 to 4 weeks with a fractured hand. And Buffalo running back LeSean McCoy, he'll be out a couple of weeks with a hamstring pull, but he is expected to be ready for the regular season. In baseball, we're still waiting for the official word on the consummation of the trade that will send Chase Utley from the Phillies to the Dodgers for a pair of minor leaguers. Some details apparently remain undone. Here at Wrigley Field, coming up in about 2 hours, it will be the Cubs and the Tigers, the pitching matchup tonight. John Lester against Dan Norris, and Starlin Castro will be playing second base tonight. The White Sox and the Angels much later on this evening out in Anaheim. Jeff Samardzija going against Jared Weaver. Finals in the American League this afternoon. The Yankees got a couple of home runs and 4 RBIs from rookie Greg Bird. They beat Minnesota 4-3. and the Texas Rangers had three home runs as a team. They knock off Seattle 7-2. One final in the National League. Milwaukee got two home runs and five RBIs from Chris Davis. They held off Miami 8-7. And a couple of games in progress at this hour. They're in the eighth inning out in Oakland. The A's leading the Dodgers 3-2. And seventh inning at San Diego. The Padres over the Braves. The score there is 3-1. Listen to the Scorecard Golf Show every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. to hear the latest on the Chicago golf scene. The Scorecard Golf Show brought to you by the BMW Championship. The BMW Championship is back at Conway Farms this September. Visit BMWChampionship.com for more information. This scoreboard update brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Oak Lawn. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Motorworks. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business.
I'm ready for some football questions, man.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline. Doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Covering the Bears for the Chicago Sun-Times.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience on the sideline who's confirmed it. Hub, thank you.
Director of football content at ChicagoFootball.com.
Jeremiah Ratliff, I would do anything that man told me to.
Taking your calls on the Bears and the NFL.
Hey, Hub, regrettably, I'm a Jaguars fan.
Yeah! Hub Arkish with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
505 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, and get used to this. This is going to be a Wednesday habit throughout the football season, and we're going to carry them next year into baseball and basketball as well. What?
Bears and NFL calls. Open lines now, 312-644-6767 for this man, Hub Arkish, who is on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline, find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. He is at Hub Arkish on Twitter. He is also at Shy Football. Hello, Hub.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing right. Well, and we really like the post-game show, the new post-game show, which features you moderating right here.
It's cool stuff with you in between a couple of big dudes with strong opinions.
Yeah, guys, I'm really excited about it, and clearly it features Olin and Big Cat. I'm going to see if I can drive. We had so much fun just with our first time in the studio today, and I wish we had had the stuff we were doing in the break on the air. These guys are going to be a blast, and they're going to give hard opinions, and we're going to talk football, and I think everybody's going to enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear the extent to which Olin really wanted to do this, and I think it's great. I think if he throws himself into this, with
be good.
He could be really, really good.
You're absolutely right, and I won't lie. We spoke this morning. There was a little bit of recruiting involved. Mitch reached out to me, and then we talked about it, and there was a lot of back and forth between myself and Olin before we could even get everybody together. But then he jumped in with both feet, and he and Big Cat. Big Cat apparently went to the NFL broadcast boot camp a couple months ago, and this is not having some fun. These guys are very serious about this. We're going to have fun doing it. Give us a little time. And again, we've been stressing this all day. You can't replace Doug and Ed. That's not what we're trying to do. We're going to give it a different show. Hopefully it will be as entertaining and as popular as theirs was.
We get started appropriately with Frank in Oak Park.
Oh,
with
there
Hub
he is.
On the score. Now it's football season.
Hub, I know it's early, so I'm not going to ask you to predict the Super Bowl winners, but what I want you to do is look at the teams with the biggest downside risk that might lose four more games than last year. And the ones I'm looking at, Denver, new coaching staff, and even older Manning, they lost their Pro Bowl tight end to free agency, and their left tackle's already on IR. In Seattle, they're trying to replace all three interior offensive linemen. From what I saw against Denver in the preseason game, I think Wilson's going to be just running for his life to stay off of IR the way things are going. And a surprise one, Dallas, great O-line, but they're trying to replace a great back with a bunch of guys who have trouble staying healthy, and I think they might be looking on the waiver wire for the new millennium Don Shy by week 8. give me your opinion.
Oh, Frank, you never disappoint.
Never.
Well, Frank, let me try and focus on the specific question, which teams at risk of losing four or more than. I agree with you on Denver. I think that they could have some problems. I think they were heading in the wrong direction late in the season last year. I'm not suggesting that Gary Kubiak isn't, capable of stepping into John Fox's shoes. I don't think that's the problem. You just look at that offensive line. They've got tremendous issues. Dallas, I don't expect to be as good as last year, but you're talking about going 10-6 to 6-10. They're not that bad either. You are correct, though. They've got huge problems in the backfield, and I think that defense could be awful. So I don't expect them to be as good as last year. I don't think they'll have a four-game slide. I don't expect Seattle to go back to a Super Bowl or win the NFC again. I'm still hard-pressed to see them not in the playoffs, though. So maybe they fall two or three games. I'll tell you the other team I would keep an eye on is Arizona. I know that Bruce Arians is God's gift to coaching. We've all learned that in recent years. But I keep looking at that roster, and we're saying, well, if Carson Palmer's healthy, when was the last time Carson Palmer was healthy? And so, when I look at this torturous three-game start for the Bears and everybody worried about 0-3, to me, if there's an upset in there, it's probably week two against Arizona. So that is a team I would definitely keep an eye on. And then finally, we got to talk about it, guys. I mean, if the Patriots have to play the first four games without Brady, and then he's got to come back and play his way into shape, and they've lost Darrell Revis and Browner from that secondary. Mm-hmm. They've lost their two best running backs in Shane Vereen and Stephen Ridley. There's a lot of change going on there. So I never doubt the Patriots, but you can't ignore the risk that they're at, too.
In Wheaton, this is Mike. He's on WSCR with Hub.
Hey, how you doing, Hub?
Good, Mike.
Hey, I have a Steelers question. I'm not worried at all about the offense, the way they played last year and the way they'll play this year. But more so the defense with Dick LeBeau being gone, which I think needed to happen. How do you think that defense will be, and overall, how do you think they'll be this year?
Well, I think you just summed it up. They're going to score points, and I feel –